Colour Scheme by Nio Marsh. Copyright 1943 by Nio Marsh. This unabridged recording of the reading of Colour Scheme was published by arrangement with Gillan Aitken Associates Limited and was produced in 2000 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Nadia May. This book is 314 pages long. Colour Scheme by Nio Marsh. The following material appears on the book's back cover. It was a horrible death. Maurice Questing was lured into a pool of boiling mud and left there to die. Chief Inspector Roderick Allen, far from home on a wartime quest for German agents, knew that any number of people could have killed him. The English exiles he'd hated, the New Zealanders he'd despised, or the Maoris he'd insulted, even the spies he'd thwarted, if he wasn't a spy himself. The brilliant New Zealander Nio Marsh claims a high level as to sheer writing, and still more as a view of humanity, Elizabeth Bowen. Nobody begins to touch Nio Marsh's skill at creating corpses and suspects. Her dialogue is a continuous delight. New York Herald Tribune. The finest writer in the English language of the pure, classical puzzle whodunit. Among the crime queens, Nio Marsh stands out as an empress. The Sun. Dame Nio Marsh was born in New Zealand in 1895 and died in February 1982. She wrote over 30 detective novels, and many of her stories have...